All right, everyone. We are now joined by the pole sitter for tomorrow's ALSCO 300, AJ Allmendinger, driver of the number 16 Chevrolet for Colleague Racing. AJ, take us through those couple laps out there. Got you to lead the field to green tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit unexpected. Practice, we were okay, but I didn't think, looking at the lap times and the speed that we had, that we really, I thought, could contend for pole. But you know, a lot of credit goes to my teammate Landon Castle going out that early. He put up a heck of a lap and was able to kind of look at a little bit of what he did there and realize, okay, you know, the speed's in the race car. Now it's going out there and trying to commit to it. Really enjoying working with my crew chief, Bruce. It's fun to be able to talk to him and you know, I mean, it's I told him what I think I needed for qualifying, and he went out there and made the adjustments, and you know, we had a great lap. It felt good coming to the green and rolled through one and two and felt really good. So with the wind blowing the way it's blowing, I knew it was easy to overdrive three. I saw Landon kind of miss the bottom there, and he said that he cost himself some time off of four. So I was just trying to be patient early in the run there off of into three, and was able to commit to it. And, you know, kind of shocked looking at the lap time how quick it was.
Okay, we're going to take questions for AJ. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll get you a mic.
All right.
Sorry, AJ, if you could just talk about how well you've taken to this track. I mean, it's not like you have 15 races here and you've won a race, you're sitting on pole. What is it about Las Vegas that you really excel?
Yeah, I mean, Holly, it you know, on the cup side of it, it's especially at when I was in the 47, we always kind of ran decent here. I'm not sure what about it. Like, you know, I've taken to it's, you know, it's a racetrack that you can really make up a lot of time running the bottom, especially when it's cool like this. And that's something that I always enjoy is trying to commit to that white line and get, you know, get the left front on it and let the car rotate around that. So that's where we shine last year, you know, with the weather looking as cool as it's going to be tomorrow. You can see a lot of speed, I think, lap time wise. So, but yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, it's. It's like anything. You get a fast race car, like it, you love that place. You know, I didn't like it as much in the summer when we came back. We weren't as fast, so I wasn't as happy with it. So, but yeah, I mean, we got good notes, and you know, we continually are trying to work in a direction. I felt like last year, beginning of the year, we were down one path. Then we tried a different path down the second half of the year because we thought we weren't as good that we needed to be, and we lost a little bit. So this year's kind of a new thing. We're working on a path. So I think our one lap speed is really fast. I think we got to work on our race trim stuff, but that's all you can ask for. If you got speed in the race car like this on one lap, you know, if you get the setup right, it's going to last over the whole run, and we just got to keep fine tuning that. But it's hard with these short practices because you don't want to wholesale a car coming in the weekend and try something completely new and maybe cost yourself a decent run at that racetrack. So, you know, we're kind of sneaking up on it.
We're going to go right back over here to the left.
Yeah, Justin Schuler kicking the tires to kind of bounce off that two pulls in a row. So how does that translate into race trim? You're talking about that just now.
Yeah, I mean, Fontana, what I thought we lacked it in practice, it kind of showed up in the race. And on new tires, I could kind of hang with Cole and I think, you know, Trevor and stuff. You know, I think tomorrow's the same way. We got some work to do. You know, I'm not going to hide that in race trim. We definitely we're fighting a kind of the same issues last week. We're going to try some stuff and see if we can make it better. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's as long as you have speed. That's where I thought last year, like the second half of the year, I just felt like at times we didn't even have speed in the car, whether it felt good or not. So we have speed in the race car again. Now it's trying to work on that setup. And you know, I tried to have a new attitude this year. I was so worried about trying to make the championship four last year. And you know, we did a great job to get there, but felt like when we went to Phoenix, we were just there. We never really had a shot at it. So it's about trying to use these races, collect as many points as possible early in the run. But, you know, you get to the playoffs, you want to be at your best. And that's, you know, my mindset's already there that we're going to be in the playoffs. Even though we're not guaranteed it yet, I believe that we're going to be in the playoffs. So it's about trying to fine tune to get to that point when we start the playoffs to be at our best.
Any final questions for AJ? No? Thank you, AJ.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Best luck tomorrow.